KGMI Morning News Extra.
It's a Friday morning, which means it's time for your lifestyle lookout. We take a look at all the events happening this weekend you may or may not be aware of. Joining us now, our self-proclaimed lifestyle expert and our co-anchor, Adam Smith. So cool things starting off this weekend. It's a big one for beer aficionados. I believe it starts. Does it kick off today?
Oh, it kicked off yesterday. Bellingham Beer Week and runs through April 28th. Beer, and more specifically brewing, it's a huge part of the culture and economy of here in Whatcom County in the Pacific Northwest, of course. There are a bunch of fun activities planned this week to celebrate all things beer. Let's highlight a few, shall we?
In some of my songs, I have casually mentioned the fact that I like to drink beer.
Tomorrow at Structures Brewing in Bellingham's Old Town neighborhood, it's their Reefer Release Party. They'll have food specials like four burgers for $20 and a hot Cheeto chicken sandwich to go along with the release of their Reefer IPA. It's a big, hoppy India Pale Ale with all those dank notes you've come to love or hate over the years. To be honest, these dank IPAs are not for the faint of heart, but if you haven't tried one yet, your quest to conquer the mighty hop is not complete. So Structures down there at the Old Town's a great location, great outdoor seating. Should be a lot of fun down there tomorrow for that one.
I didn't realize that there would be a final beer boss I'd need to beat before I could officially become a Pacific Northwest resident, but it seems like the challenge has been set over at Structures.
Get yourself one of them dank IPAs for sure. Next up is the 6th annual Beer Olympics at K2. Head on down to Colshan Brewing's second location on Kentucky Street from 2 to 7 p.m. tomorrow to watch 22 teams compete in 8 Beer Olympic Games. Prizes will be awarded for the best costumes and team names, so it's not just about your beer drinking skills. If you look up fun in the dictionary, Dion, I'm pretty sure it's defined as Beer Olympics.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
You'll have to head on down to find out, though, I suppose.
Heck, I mean, I might qualify better for the Beer Olympics than I would the actual Olympics, so I might as well give it a shot, you know? You never know what kind of hidden talents you've got hidden in there.
I think that's true for most of us.
That's a fact.
There are too many events to mention for Beer Week, to be honest with you folks, but let's highlight just one more, shall we? This Wednesday, from 4 to 9 p.m. at Otherlands Beer in the Sunnyland neighborhood, they're hosting their iconic Kolsch Night. Kolsch just happens to be your humble narrator's favorite beer style. It's an easy-drinking, lagered ale with crisp, bright notes that finish both sweet and bitter on the tongue. Doesn't that sound delicious?
Mm-hmm.
Like many aspects of German beer culture, it's all about the experience, though. The good folks at Otherlands will make the rounds with their 0.2-liter pours of Kolsch and will keep them coming until you place a coaster on top of your glass to signal that you've had your fill. It's a lot of fun, and Kolsch is a really, really great style of beer. Low ABV, so you can drink a few of them and have a good time. And, of course, the food down there at Otherlands is great as well.
I was going to say, the Kolsch pairs with every single thing on their menu. I cannot speak highly enough about the food offerings for the palate.
All this stuff, yeah, exactly, Dion, totally. All this stuff should be good fun, of course, but make sure you're safe and plan a ride home after all the festivities during Bellingham Beer Week. And go to bellinghambeerweek.com for all the details and a full schedule of everything going on. Should be a great time this week in Bellingham.
Absolutely. If beer's not your thing and you feel like getting a little bit more active, I mean, it's going to be a fantastic weekend. Sunshine abound, temperatures in the upper 60s. How does a walking tour of a local iconic cemetery sound?
Indeed. Switching gears a little bit here, Bellingham History is hosting walking tours of Bayview Cemetery monthly, May through October this year. First round of tours is tomorrow, though. Founded back in 1887, you'll explore the history of the cemetery, visit the older sections, check out the most interesting monuments. You get to know some of the most interesting folks who were laid to rest at Bayview on this two-hour tour. So if this sounds like your cup of tea, get your tickets and register online at bellinghistory.com. Could be a little macabre for some people, but, you know, we appreciate these folks that have been laid to rest in these cemeteries, and they can tell us a lot about ourselves and our city.
That's true. You never know who's buried right underneath your feet, and you're not going to find out until you go explore it on your own.
That's right. Bellingham History, they do a lot of really cool tours around town.
Absolutely. And trying to add themselves into the record books of Bellingham History, a musical event for you at the Shakedown on Sunday. They've kind of already made history in a way by appearing on a fairly popular TV show these days.
That's right. Check this out.
I don't want to dip. out. But that's just how love goes. When I see your golden appetite, you floating on your golden tide, then take off on your golden flight. You know that I would give you any gift to get my way, but baby, I just can't afford you anytime you roll.
Sounds great. That's Johnny West. He was on American Idol. West will bring his brand of dreamy pop music to downtown Bellingham on Sunday night. Love those Sunday shows, don't we? Mm-hmm. If you like captivating melodies and catchy beats, this is the show for you. Johnny West playing with Savannah Woods at 8 p.m. Get this, tickets for this one are just $10.
Well, come on.
It's barely a gallon of gas these days. Go to shakedownbellingham.com for all the details and enjoy this show. Should be great and kind of a different sound for the Shakedown, but I love that they're bringing more eclectic music to their stage these days.
I agree. You got to expand that lineup and promote as many different genres as you possibly can if we're still categorizing things into genres these days.
Definitely.
We got it. Our lifestyle expert and our co-anchor, Adam Smith, with the lowdown on this weekend. Adam, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dion.